TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Baby Huey, Hard Times is the name of that joint. Inside the Social Lab, Hump Day Wednesday, Relationship Wednesday is what we call it. The Little Engine That Could, plus Chopping It Up with Fee, Inside the Social Lab tonight. How many folks actually remember that little story? I'm taking some folks back. The Little Engine That Could, hey, tonight, Inside the Social Lab. Before we go any further, all the way live from Charlotte, by way of Colorado. Give it up, Madam CeeLo Boston. What up?
Yeah, good morning in the afternoon. And it fit well there because it was the time zone had me gone for real. It was like,
yeah.
Like when, and then when the time went back, it was like, yeah, I was destroyed for about half a day. I know.
Word.
We don't have a full time anyway.
Pueblo, Colorado, a little town about 40 minutes from Colorado Springs. Shout out. All the way live from the other side of ATL, the south side. Give it up. Hot chocolate. What's going on?
Hot. You on mute?
Going once.
On mute much? Are you on mute much?
Going twice.
Oh, wait, sorry. Hello, everybody. We call that pulling a Boston. Yes, I did.
Yes, okay.
How is everyone doing this evening?
Mighty
fine. Mighty fine. All the way live from Columbia, South Carolina. Her kitchen is popping because she got it chopping. Give it up for Fee. What up, Mama?
Not a thing. I'm trying to figure out, though, who turned the heat off. Because it's cold.
Yeah, they took the switch.
Yeah. You got to pay that bill. Yeah.
It's cold. It's a little nippy over here on the south side, too.
Yeah. I walked outside, and I said, yeah, it's colder than a polar bear's toenails out here. What's going on?
If you have not gone shopping... it's time for that winter boo. If you've not gone shopping, it's time for that winter boo.
Cutting season.
Right.
Go shopping.
It's whole in life. Yeah.
908-878-9329-269-917-889-3926. Hey, Relationship Wednesday, hump day, shopping season. to stay in the spirit of loving yourself, liking yourself, the little engine that could is a very interesting story. I remember this one from a kid. Every time I ran into a little issue, I could remember, you know, the little engine that could, the little engine that could. This is the bottom line.
No one can
really feel your vibe until you can feel your own vibe. Again, nobody's really going to feel your vibe. Nobody can really dig you. Until you dig yourself. We live in a world where people are looking for instant gratification. They really think that they can speak it and it comes to pass. Just because you think about it doesn't always mean that it's going to happen instantaneously. This is the reality. Today,
it doesn't happen
will determine, today is what you do today determines really what happens tomorrow. What you do today determines what happens tomorrow. What you see today is not really from what happened yesterday or a few hours ago. You know, what people are really benefiting from what today is really from seeds they planted like months ago, years ago, right? I mean, you get out what you put in. If you don't put anything in, you can't get anything out. But listen, it's never too late. The whole concept about the little engine that could is really about focusing on what you can do. Stop looking at the person to the left, the person to the right. That person looks like they got more than you. They're stronger than you. They're better than you. Listen, focus on you. Appreciate where you are, what you're doing. The whole concept, again, of the little engine that could was about, you know, a little railroad engine that was really employed by a train station to really help to pull cars, to pull a freight of heavy cars that they really weren't built as a train to pull. You know, this little engine was really built to pull a few switch cars, just a few cars. When the train comes off the track, they just pull it onto the other switch tracks. But, you know, this concept about the little engine that could is about there was a opportunity. There was an opportunity, like many of us have opportunities that come our way. opportunities that look like big old mountains, look like things that I'll never be able to do that. That looks impossible to me. But not being afraid to actually tackle the mountain. I mean, have you all had some of those little engine that could experiences? I can think of my transition from Florida to Atlanta. And it wasn't about it being difficult. It was about me not really wanting to. It seemed just like too big of a move, too much to do, too complicated. But you had to kind of hunker down and take some risk. Have you all had any of those mountain, should I take that risk? Can I really make that happen kind of experiences recently?
The same in my move to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, anybody else?
My
Looks
whole
like
damn life. Yeah. That's how I'm here now. Yes. Lifelong. We're here, though. We're here.
Yeah, I think to say that your whole life was a mountain is just a bit dramatic. I mean, you know, I think all of us have had some legitimate moments that have been a little more courageous than others, right? Often we sit back and say, I can't do that. I'm not built for that. Most people like to think that maybe I'm not smart enough, you know, to do that. That looks like it's bigger than me. And really, you never know what's too big for you until you actually get in the moment. Until you get in the moment. Hey, it's 9:13. Coming up, we got C. We chopping it up. She definitely got something that you want to stand by for. But the idea, again, tonight, folks, is many people have opportunities that have passed them by because they never really gave their all. They really didn't try to get up the mountain. When we come back, listen, we're going to give you more insight about this little engine and how it got up the side of a mountain, pulling a freight train that it was not built to pull. You got to focus on you before you can really focus on somebody else. You know what? We're not even going to take too much of a break. Why don't we just go ahead and go to Fee, Columbia, South Carolina. It's 9:14. Let's chop it up. We'll come right back. Fee, what you got for us out there in South Carolina?
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ribs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rabbit. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, small, dog. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, chicken.
Hey, hey. Well, I'm still trying to keep it a little light for you guys. Last week I brought you something a little light. This week it's going to be a little light but yet fulfilling. It's my cheesy eggplant lasagna. What you're going to do is take 3 medium eggplants, kosher salt, a tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil, 3 cloves of garlic minced, 1 yellow onion diced, 2 teaspoons of oregano, freshly ground black pepper, 1 25-ounce jar of your favorite marinara sauce, 16 ounces of whole milk ricotta cheese, 1/2 cup of freshly grated Parmesan, 1 large egg, and 1/4 cup of fresh parsley chopped. Then you're going to take about 4 cups of shredded mozzarella. What you're going to first do is preheat your oven to 400 degrees, cut your ends of your eggplants and slice them thinly, about 1/4 inch of thickness. Lay your slices on a cooling rack and season with salt. Let it sit for about 20 minutes. You're going to flip your side and season that side as well, and pat dry with some paper towels because they do hold a lot of moisture. In a large skillet over medium heat, you're going to heat your oil, saute your garlic for about a minute, add in your onion and your oregano, season with salt and pepper, and cook until your onions are translucent. Then you're going to add in your marinara sauce and cook until it's warmed all the way through. In a medium bowl, combine your ricotta and your Parmesan cheese, your egg and your parsley. Season that along with salt and pepper. And the reason I keep adding the seasoning to it, because of the eggplant being so watery, it kind of waters down your dish. So you want to keep the flavors going. Now, in a large casserole dish, you're going to spread a thin layer of your marinara sauce, a single layer of your eggplant, which is going to substitute as your noodles, a layer of your ricotta cheese mixture, then a layer of your mozzarella. And you're going to repeat until you get to the top layer of your eggplant, and you're going to add it with marinara sauce, mozzarella, and Parmesan. Cover with your foil and bake for about 35 minutes. When it's finished, let it cool and just sprinkle a little bit of parsley to add some color. And I promise you guys, you will not miss the noodles at all. The eggplant is amazing in this dish.
See, that sounds so delicious. Oh, my gosh.
Yes,
I'm into substituting for the noodles. I've done the spaghetti squash before and enjoyed that a great deal. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I love that. And zucchini noodles are amazing.
Yeah.
Live
like we do.
Columbia, South Carolina tonight, chopping it up with her. Wow. Fabulous.
Real talk, real people, real times, 9:00 a.m. I'm here in the social lab, your girl Hot Chocolate, Madam Boston, the General, and P. Just finished chopping it up with her. Got my mouth watering over here. It sounds yummy, that eggplant dish. You can find that on tmhyman.com. So I have a confession to make. The little engine that could did not only inspire me as a child, it still inspires me daily. Like, as corny as it may sound, I have moments where I may not, you know, go through the whole, I think I can chance. You know, but you definitely refer back to it in some form, right? Even in its purest with the children. You know, the train had a problem. The train had to overcome that problem. The train had to motivate itself to overcome the obstacle and be able to find the solution to the problem. That's life every day.
Yeah, I mean, and even bigger than that, right? I mean, the train had to motivate himself to overcome not necessarily a problem, right? Because it wasn't his problem. It was about helping the locomotive that was stuck. And often, you know, we can become heroes, not just in our own lives and do things that are extraordinary that we didn't think we could do, but, you know, we can be a hero and be extraordinary for somebody else to go beyond what we didn't even think we can do. And so, you know, really the whole concept is really about, you know, mind over matter. You know, pick yourself up by your own bootstraps and listen, you know that you can do it. You got to rally yourself. Like, yo, you know, the one thing when we used to play football, you know, we used to have this chant. If anybody, you know, that played football, you know this joint right here. You know, you heard that before.
Uh-oh.
You know, I think I can. You know what I'm saying? It's like, let's do this. Let's get our energy together. Let's get our mind right. It's like, we can do this. And that's what you
turn up,
think.
Turn up.
I think I can.
Right?
I think I can. And guess what? The train almost got to the top of the mountain and had a blowout. Because as the train kept going up and up, it kept getting slower and slower. And, you know, sometimes when you're going up that mountain and you start getting slow, you know, you lose traction, and it's a possibility your ass can start rolling back down that hill the
backwards,
wrong way.
Right. Yeah.
You feel me? And so, you when you start feeling like, oh man, I'm about to lose traction. You know, I don't know if I can do this. Listen, you moving slow, but guess what? You still moving. And when the train was at the almost at the top, he kept saying, but it was slow. I think I can. I think I can. But he kept saying it. I think I can. You got to keep saying it yourself, even in the midst. Slow as hell, beat down, sweat, bleeding. I think I can. No money. I think I can. And guess what? The train got to the top and finally went over the other side and down the other side. And you know what he started saying? I thought I could. And that's what it's about, folks. You may not think it's possible. You can't even see it. But keep pressing. Keep thinking that you can. Keep thinking that you can. Keep thinking that you can. Even in slow motion, you don't feel like it. You're feeling busted. But keep thinking that you can. Push yourself over the mountaintop. The little engine that could. I'm just saying, if you don't vibe with you, if you don't think you can, if you don't have confidence in you, who the hell else should? I'm just saying. Hey, on a whole nother note real quick, I heard world premiere of Remy Ma and Lil' Kim earlier on Power 105. Yes, I did. Remy Ma, Lil' Kim new joint. Yes, I did.
I just heard that getting out of the car a minute ago, too. Flames.
Yeah, just saying.
I'm here for it. That needs to be on the board immediately. I'm here for that.
Absolutely.
Yes, you can.
Y'all know what I'm saying. You know, not only do I need y'all to be encouraged to know that you can and keep doing what you're supposed to do, right? New year coming up. You know, you may not have accomplished all you was looking into 2017, but hey, we got more opportunities.
You know? And be proud of what you have accomplished.
Absolutely. Now, you might not be where you want to be, but you're not where you used to be. And even if you are where you used to be, you're there because you haven't made a damn decision. Get up, get out.
Right. And you have another chance to do it. And you can.
Absolutely. Hey, Steve, I think I want to pay for one of those lasagna something rather right there. You know, you can hook that up for me, ship it to me, FedEx. Yes,
got your mouth watering?
Watching.
Yes, sir. Yeah. That was some country-ish right there, wasn't it?
Watering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I dug deep for that one.
Country.
Yes.
Bird.
Watering. Hey. Are y'all excited about the holidays coming up?
I am also excited. Always like to get back to VA. Hey, VA represented last night. Shut it down. Was like, no Republicans up in here. Hey,
not one.
It is VA. Two up, two down.
Yes.
As well as North Carolina.
Way to show up.
Up in here.
Way to
like,
show
yeah,
up.
What's this?
Yeah.
We're done
yeah.
with you, Trump.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That
absolutely.
Helped.
I'm sick of this clown.
Yeah.
But the holidays, also looking forward to family, friends, and the smell of sweet potato pie.
Gosh almighty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I really am. I'm going out with a fellow chef. He's going to do breakfast for the homeless versus dinner. And me and my youngest daughter, we're going out to help him cook and set up on Thanksgiving. So I'm really looking forward to that. And she's excited about, she's very inquisitive. So she wants to talk to the less fortunate. She was like, Mommy, I want to know their story. They all have a story. I want to know their story.
We all have
a story.
Them,
what got them, yeah, what got them there. And she said, you know, and I want to pray with them. And that just, my heart was just overjoyed to hear that.
Love it.
Yeah, because I'm just like, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'm thinking, I'm doing something right. I'm doing something right. So, yeah.
Teach them while they're young. That's right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Prayers and, you know, hearts extended out to families dealing with the tragedies that have taken place different parts of the country. I'll tell you something that the president said recently that I halfway actually agree with. You know, this situation in America is not about guns necessarily. This is certainly just as much about mental health as it is about gun control. That was probably one of the most intelligent things that I've heard the president say since he has been president. You know, I give credit where credit is due. You know, this mass shooting situation here in America has got to cease.
Immediately.
And I'll tell you, you know, it may get worse before it get better. We may have to all become a lot more conscious, a lot more vigilant. We may have to learn how to protect ourselves and our communities, right, and do things a little different. Nevertheless, we have to put people on notice that, one, we're not afraid. You know, don't become fearful of what's happening and engulfed, you know, by a false truth. And that false truth is that, you know, you can't protect yourself and that the world is falling apart. The world is not falling apart. We just have to do things a little more vigilant and be a little bit more aggressive. But again, hearts and condolences going out to those dealing with those tragedies this week and from last week. And from last month, when you really think about it, if you want to go back to Vegas. Hey, we're out of here.
Yeah.
Back on Friday, 9 p.m. Good night, everybody. Take us home, folks.
Boston.
Blessings to everyone. Have a remaining amazing week. Oh, she's gone. Okay.
Okay. Well, Madam Boston, for her, whatever you do, do it well. And I would like to dedicate my time saying goodnight to the memory of my mom. Today is her birthday. Happy 70th birthday, Mommy.
Happy birthday,
Mama. We love you, and I know you are soaring up there with the angels. Everybody have a good night. TM Hyman Radio Live. We'll see you on Friday.
Good night, everybody.
TM Hyman Live, 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 T